There we go. Okay, so last week we touched on protein. I think you guys were all here for protein, so that's perfect. But this week we're going to touch on fats, and it is a bit more complicated than protein. Protein's kind of straightforward. Fat starts to break down into three different categories, and then next week carbs is a little bit more complicated, but we're going to take it nice and slow, try to make it super easy. If you do want to get deeper into it, we can, but we don't have to. So first up, fat is one of the three macronutrients. As I said, that is essential to help your body feel and function at its best. So let's look at what it does for your body. So it provides your body with energy. It's one of the most energy-dense macronutrients, and it has 9 calories per 1 gram. So protein and carbs have 4 calories per 1 gram, so it is a little bit higher in the calories. So that's why you could have a handful of almonds and it's like 320 calories, whereas like a handful of protein is 100. So just keep that in mind as we go through this. So it also helps to make and balance your hormones, and it helps give you that feeling of fullness. The hormone that's responsible for that is released when you eat fats, so it makes you feel full for longer. I was just eating some avocados, and I gotta tell you, I'm feeling pretty full right now, so that's a good sign. It also provides your body with essential nutrients, so specifically your omega-6s and 3 fatty acids that you don't typically get a lot of in your diet. Well, you do get your omega-6s in your diet, but you don't tend to get your omega-3s that much, so it's really good to get those in. It also helps to form your brain and nervous system. It moves vitamins around your bodies and nutrients that your cells can use them, and it helps to form your cell membrane. So it is very essential to life, and you do need to have it. So if you restrict yourselves of fats, you're gonna feel not fantastic. And if you start having more healthy fats, you're gonna feel better. So we're going to look at the three different types of fats. So we have trans fats, saturated fats, and unsaturated fats. And these are some food examples. So trans fats are, I'm just gonna throw it out there, they're the bad fats. I don't wanna see you guys eating them. If you are, they're really good, they are delicious. So if you are gonna eat them, we'll go into this in future seminars, but you wanna aim to be having these as like a treat or as a reward. You do not want them a part of like your daily routine. It should not be in your meal plan that you're planning on having these. It should be just, hey, I'm gonna treat myself to a donut. So yeah, it's your margarine, your deep fried foods, fast food, and anything that's commercially made, like cakes and pies and all that delicious stuff. I'm sorry. But there are delicious things that are healthy for you. So that's your saturated and then your unsaturated fats. So saturated fats come from animal products. So think about like the fat line in your steak. That's a saturated fat. Your eggs have saturated fats. Poultry, full fat dairy, coconut, and dark chocolate are all full of good, healthy, unprocessed saturated fats. And then moving into the unsaturated fats, you really can't go wrong with these. So that's things like your nuts and seeds. Eggs also have unsaturated fats, so they're a great little superfood. Any nut butters, olives and olive oil, avocados, avocado oil, and then fish is also full of unsaturated fats as well. So now we're gonna break down and really look into each types of these fats. So saturated fats, a little bit about them, they're chemically stable, which means that they don't oxidize or degrade quickly. So some oils can go rancid. If you think about like olive oils, it comes in a dark container because if light gets to it, it will go rancid, which takes away all the nutritional value and it's not great. Also, if you heat unsaturated fats, like avocado oil, olive oil, past a certain temperature, they degrade. But saturated fats aren't like that. They're very stable, and they tend to be solid at room temperature. So if you think about things like your butter, or if you leave some meat on the counter, those fats aren't gonna melt like olive oil or avocado oil would. It's gonna stay solid. Go ahead.
For example, I've heard this, like olive oil, if you like cook or if you're frying something, does it turn into a carcinogen? Like, is it not?
It goes rancid. Okay, so it has a smoke point. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I did write a post on it. It has a lower smoke point. So if you heat it past that point where it does start smoking, you'll visibly see it, then it does become unhealthy and it becomes rancid and it's not great for your body. That's why when you're frying things, you should be using avocado oil because it has a much higher smoke point. So you can fry things in it and you're still gonna get all the nutrients and vitamins you need from it and it's not gonna go rancid. But if you're baking or roasting something, olive oil is fantastic for that. Sounds and for dressings too. Yeah.
That's another oil I hear them talking about all the time for cooking.
Grapeseed? That's what I use a lot.
Yeah, grapeseed oil. Yeah, okay. That's it. Okay. Is that good?
It just because it has, I just only cook with it because it has a really high smoking point.
Yeah, it does. And then one more thing we're going to touch on with saturated fats is a question I get a lot is if they're bad for you. And no, they are not. if you are getting them from unprocessed natural sources. So that's things like your meats, your butter, because butter is made from just dairy and salt being churned together. They're unprocessed foods. However, if you're having a processed food that's commercially made that has saturated fats, it's not the best choice, because along with those unsaturated fats, you're also going to be getting lots of refined carbs and sugars, and that's not great for your body. So it's just a poor choice to get your saturated fats from that. The naturally occurring saturated fats are an important part of your diet, and you should be balancing your intake of these with unsaturated fats. So if you're eating a minimally processed diet, you're already doing that, so that's perfect. When you combine both unsaturated and saturated, you're going to help to control your cholesterol levels and decrease your risk of heart disease. So just bonuses all around. But just because these type of fats are good for you, it doesn't mean that I want you guys to go and just eat bacon all the time, because you need to practice moderation, and we will get more into that as we go forward. But yeah, we need to have everything in balance. Fat is still an energy dense food. So if you have too much fat, you're going to gain weight. It doesn't matter how healthy the fat is. You can eat peanut butter all day and still gain weight, even though it's a healthy food. So just keep that in mind. Unsaturated fats. So these are the healthy fats. They tend to be liquid at room temperature. They can promote brain health. They improve your insulin sensitivity, which means that your body requires less insulin to be able to control your blood glucose levels. And that encourages your body, when you take in carbohydrates, to store them in your muscles to be used during exercise or non-exercise activity, instead of just taking them in and converting them into fat storage for later use. So that's always great. It is also an anti-inflammatory, so it helps to open your blood vessels, decreases pain, opens your airways, just helps you feel better. It also, unsaturated fats help to promote healthy cholesterol levels. So instead of cholesterol being deposited in your arteries, it takes that cholesterol away and puts it to use in your body. So giving you that good cholesterol. And then, like I said before, if you're including unsaturated fats with saturated, you're going to be improving your heart health, decreasing risk of any chronic conditions, and then inflammatory conditions as well. So people who have rheumatoid arthritis, they're cranking up their unsaturated fats because it's fantastic for that. Yeah. And then the final one we're going to look at is trans fats. Look at all those delicious goodies. I'm sorry, you guys. You can still eat them, but just aim for the other stuff most of the time. I promise they still taste good. So trans fats are made through industrial fat processing, which takes an unsaturated fat. So the good stuff, they're taking it, but then they pump hydrogen through it to make it solid at room temperature. And it also gives it a longer shelf life. So that's why, like, a lot of processed foods will have a lot of trans fats, because they can keep on the shelf for longer. Eating a lot of these can increase your cholesterol level. So the bad cholesterol, it will take it, put it in your arteries, and create buildup. And sometimes those can dislodge and cause heart attack or stroke. So that's just not great. It also impairs your blood vessel function, so you have a harder time pumping blood and transporting nutrients throughout your body, because your vessels aren't going to be as elastic as they should be, and they need to be elastic so that your muscles can pump the blood through your body. And overall, it's just going to lead to a higher risk of developing chronic diseases. So I'm not a huge advocate for trans fats, and I think you'll have a hard time finding someone who is, but that said, you need to be having if you restrict yourself from having the things you enjoy, then you're eventually just going to binge. So if you need to have a cookie one day a week for a dessert, please feel free to. It's not going to make or break your diet. The issue is when you're having these all the time, every day. So everything in moderation. And the last thing we're going to look at is how much you should be eating. So if you want to know exactly how much fat you should be having for your body, you can go back to the second nutrition workshop, and that will help you calculate out how much you should be having. But if that's way too confusing for you and you don't even want to think about that math, then this is another great indicator. So women, you want to be having 4 thumb-sized servings of fat per day. So if I were to pretend my thumb is a container, I'd want to fill this up with oil, and I could drizzle that on my salad, and that's 1 thumb-sized serving of fat. So if I did that 4 times per day, I'm getting the right amount of fat that my body needs. And for men, you want to be having 2 thumb-sized portions with every meal, so that's 8 per day. Yeah. So that's all I got for you guys. Are there any questions going off of this?
It's just not a lot of almonds.
No, it's not. But yeah.
Yeah.
12.
I think I already had 4 some thumb size serving this morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just a good thing to keep in mind because it is energy dense. So you do want to, if you have fat loss goals, you want to be keeping in mind how much you're having because these can easily crank up your calorie intake. So, yeah.
Informative.
Mm-hmm.
Any clarifying questions for you guys or feeling good? Okay, well, we're all done. Another Friday in the books.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you.